102.9 KBLX. Good morning. It's Sterling James, and it's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations who empower, enlighten, and serve you, our dear KBLX family. And today, we are shining the light on Ann Martin Center, located in Emeryville, but they serve all over the Bay Area. So please welcome a couple of psychologists representing the Ann Martin Center and its work, psychologist and director of outpatient programs, Ankesa Naaman Ball. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
And also welcome Christine Caraca, school-based clinical psychologist, and you're based at Franklin Elementary School for Oakland Unified, right?
That's right.
All right, welcome to you as well. So the Ann Martin Center, a psychotherapy and educational support. Please, just real basic, make sure our KBLX family knows what the organization does, just to start.
Sure. So Ann Martin Center is a large community-based organization in Emeryville that serves the Bay Area. We provide psychotherapy, assessment services, and educational services to children and families in the Bay Area. And what that means is we do individual psychotherapy, we offer group services, and we also do psychological testing or a psychodiagnostic assessment. And for those who are needing support with learning differences or struggling academically, we have an educational therapy program that serves them at our Emeryville stop.
Location. And is this something that anybody listening right now can take advantage of? Or do they have to be part of the Oakland Unified School District, or do they have to be referred by a physician, or how does that work?
So it can be a mix. Most of our clients who are referred to us are generally coming to us with Medi-Cal, which is a form of insurance that allows them to have access to care at no cost to them. But we do also take clients who are coming in and paying privately. So for the educational therapy programs that we offer at Ann Martin Center, those are self-pay or private pay and is open to anyone who is in need. Our psychotherapy and our assessment services is combined. We offer opportunities for those families who have Medi-Cal, and we also offer the same opportunities for families with private pay, but also offer it on a sliding scale basis for those who might need additional financial support.
What's your intake process look like? Who are some of the youth or some of the families that you are serving?
So in the clinic, our intake process essentially starts with a phone call. Our intake coordinator, Linda Hirschfeld, is our first point of contact for most families. She takes the calls. She does a quick assessment of what the needs are. Generally, their kids mostly dealing with either behavioral concerns like acting out, not listening, having troubles, focusing sometimes. Also, there might be concerns about moods such as sadness or just low energy, low self-esteem. Sometimes it might be about worry. So we have quite a variety of types of cases that come through Ann Martin Center. So they reach out to Linda. Linda will follow up with them to figure out what might be the best type of support. It could be psychotherapy. It could be group services. It might be an assessment. And then she forwards that information to our clinicians, and that's how they get assigned and start working with the family.
Do they work with you at programs at your center, or you go into the school, or how does that work?
I think, are lucky that we are at 12 Oakland public schools and a couple charter schools as well. So that means the therapists are based out of the school and they work in the school setting, which is helpful, I think, for the parents who don't have to take them to a weekly appointment, for example. And it's also helpful because we're able to work with the teachers and the principal as a counselor, as a therapist at the school. And so we get a lot of referrals from the teachers, from the principals, as well as from parents themselves. Maybe they know their child's been stressed or has extra worries about, you know, some things going on at home or in the community. We also see students that maybe they're in their history, they've had some abuse or neglect. Maybe there's been community violence or some sort of loss. Also, we work with a lot of immigrants and people coming in with refugee status, and they're just wanting some extra support and help to help their child work through some difficult things they might have seen. And so parents, if you're at one of the Oakland elementary schools or middle schools that offer this service, you can always ask, you know, I want my child to see a counselor, or I've heard about Ann Martin Center. Are they here? And if we're not at that school, maybe another program is, where they can get some help. And we offer play therapy in the schools. It's very helpful for them also as ways to express some of their worries or express things that are going on with them.
So you serve at the elementary schools and in middle school? So your age range is
5 to 12.
And is this extra time that is spent after hours, or is this something that is kind of in conjunction with the IEP programs within the school, or what's the commitment for a parent and a child to bring themselves into your program?
It is separate from the IEP process, so they do not have to have an IEP. But we can, if they do, we can participate as therapists in that IEP process to support that. But if they don't have an IEP, it's completely separate. You can sign up, and the therapy, the play therapy that we do is within the school day, within the school hours, and then we work closely with the caregivers and helping them understand the child's behavior and what would be helpful as a parent.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I mean, obviously important to interact with the youth in need once you determine what their needs are, but very important to work within the whole family.
Yes, and just to kind of go back a little bit in terms of the services that are provided in the clinic, we have two programs. So there's the outpatient program and the school-based program. And within the outpatient program, we do see children and families in the clinic, but we also travel into the community. And the impetus for that is trying to reduce barriers to getting access to care. Sometimes parents can't bring their child, so we will go to them. Mm-hmm. And additionally, it allows us to connect with the parents much more easily because they may have difficulties getting to us, or they may need additional support, you know, in their home or meeting elsewhere. So we do definitely try to be inclusive and reach them wherever they are so that we can provide them the services.
And do you help with some of those kind of mounds of paperwork that you have to deal with Medi-Cal and processes with the school or with your organization? That is also something that kind of is a barrier for some people to seek help.
So, and you can speak to this a little bit more in the school-based program. We don't necessarily in the clinic do the paperwork and things like that because most of the families coming in already have Medi-Cal and they're established. But it is something that we really think about in terms of accessing care. If there's difficulties with completing forms and documents, I mean, our clinicians are trained to go over our intake process and our forms with them. But if they need additional support, that might be something where case management is necessary. And that is a service that is offered in our school-based program.
Yeah, and at the schools, there's really minimal paperwork for the families.
If people don't have insurance, you do still offer these services kind of at a sliding scale.
That's true in the clinic. So not within the school-based program and not in the educational therapy program. That would only be in our clinical or our clinic program at the Emeryville site. So what we do to figure out whether or not the services can be offered at a reduced rate as we look at the income that the family has provided. And we're also really lucky in that we have a subsidy contract that allows us to provide services at an even more steeply reduced rate for families who don't quite qualify for Medi-Cal because they make too much, but they don't make enough to really afford the cost of therapy. So they're in this sweet spot. And we can actually provide them services at, you know, a reduced rate. Still, they have to be under what's considered the federal poverty guideline at, I think, 200%. But it does give us that opportunity to provide them support so that they can access the psychotherapy services or group services that they need. Additionally, we have another opportunity that we've worked really closely with a foundation called Avery Fuller Welch, who has been wonderful for us. Many of our families who might come in as self-pay, things are well, but situations happen where either somebody loses a job or there's a medical diagnosis that prevents someone from working, so their income is steeply reduced. We've been able to apply for grants on behalf of these families to continue to provide services, and that has been a wonderful reprieve for families when they've been authorized for that support.
I think the programs are so important, and you mentioned the word, the barriers that would stop people from being able to access the type of support your organization offers. And so thank you for that. The Ann Martin Center offers comprehensive psychological and educational assessment services for children and adolescents. The assessments provide insight into a child's social, emotional, intellectual, and academic functioning. Can we take a look at the success story or maybe a start to finish type of process for a youth or for a family who's come through your programs?
I'm thinking about this one particular girl who was referred in the school, and I not only was able to meet with her weekly for the play therapy to help her begin to heal from some of the history of trauma that she had experienced. So in the beginning, she was the school was really concerned because she was referred for her behaviors, things like hiding under tables or running away from teachers or climbing out of windows. And these behaviors were not only impacting her and her learning, but her whole classroom, and many of whom have also have a history of trauma. And so they were getting triggered by this behavior too. I remember recently having a conversation with the principal, which was so different from the early conversations. The principal had realized, oh, these are all safety-seeking behaviors. And that's something that we're trying to teach the people that we are working with, is often the children are just trying to seek some protection or safety. And so once the principal was able to, oh, yes, these are safety, she's scared, she's trying to protect herself. And then the principal is then able to interact with this child in a different way. And then repeated behaviors like this over time can lead to healing. Mm-hmm.
So as therapists, you're not just working with the children. You really are teaching the whole system that surrounds the child.
Right. And it is so effective, I think, in that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is the Ann Martin Center. The phone number for the Ann Martin Center is 510-655-7880. The website is annmartin.org. Brick and mortar spot that you can drop in to get more information is 1375 55th Street in Emeryville. Although a call beforehand to possibly start the intake process or to get some more information is suggested. Again, the phone number 510-655-7880. And quickly before we wrap up here, what can our KBLX audience do to support you as well? You've talked about the services that you offer to support our communities, but how can we also support the Ann Martin Center?
I would say that one of the things that I'm hoping to impart in my role as well as in the future is to help families and folks understand the benefits of psychotherapy, especially within the African American community. Even myself growing up, I was told that you never take your problems outside of your family, or you don't ever take it outside of the church. But we have all been trained in a way that supports life, that supports growth, that supports mental health in a way that sometimes it's not really helpful to get information from family or from the church, because sometimes that you might get information that feels wrong, or it might feels like if you don't use it, it's not a good thing. I think ultimately I would express that if you're curious and you have concerns, to reach out and let us talk with you about our process, and that it's important to seek out options. You may not even go with us. You might not decide that individual psychotherapy is a fit for you. But it's really important to really have the conversation, and let's move away from the stigma of what mental health used to be. It's not that anymore. And really start to look at what ways can we support the whole self, the whole community, the whole family, et cetera, because it really is a viable option, and we really do have positive outcomes. And so that would be one thing that I would hope to impart.
Mm-hmm. And start by supporting the whole child.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Get more details online again at annmartin.org. The phone number 510-655-7880. And again, you can get more information about the Ann Martin Center and the work that they do and how to contact them on our KBLX community page at kblx.com. I'm Sterling James. Thank you, Ankesa Naaman. And
no problem. You,
Christine, for being here. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. This is Sterling James. This is KBLX Cares. Thank you to our producer, Carlos Garibay, for bringing this story to our attention. If you would like to shine the light on your organization, or if you know somebody who's doing good in the hood and you think that they deserve the spotlight, please email me, sjames@kblx.com, and in the subject line, put KBLX Cares, because we do.